Hello and welcome to the very first podcast for Game Over. I am one half of your hosting party, Lethal. I'm joined by Nico.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very excited for this episode. It's been a long time coming.
It has. Just people who don't know, we've been planning this for about three, four months now.
It's already been 4 months.
And I feel like it's like, oh, crap, we're recording. We were actually meant to record last week, but
yeah,
we didn't.
I came to you like two or three times like, oh, when are we recording? And then it was just... maybe tonight.
We still didn't
probably
have...
tomorrow.
We still didn't have a name.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so that was probably the problem. Okay.
The most difficult thing about this has been a name that no one has claimed or has any websites or emails or podcasts or has had podcasts. Do you know how hard that is? Do you know how hard? It's very hard. But anyway, it's fine because we're here. I'm in Melbourne and Nico, where are you?
I am in Queensland.
Ooh, nice and warm there at the moment, I'm guessing.
Very warm. I'm sitting in aircon though, so I'm keeping it chill.
Happy days.
Oh, happy days. Oh, sorry.
Well, that was 3 minutes and 20 seconds before he started singing. All right. No, I'm just lost it.
So... I'm not a musical sort of person. Sometimes.
Well... that's proving very untrue right now.
Right along.
Moving along, though. So we are here to talk every fortnight to you about the latest in gaming news. We'll also be talking about issues and things that are happening related to gaming and gamers. Now, when we say gamers, we use a Y, okay?
One big Y.
Let's just make that clear. G-A-Y, if you couldn't tell from my voice and Nico singing. G-A-Y. So, the editing on this is going to be shocking. All right, so let's start off, and I didn't put this on the schedule because I wanted to spring it on you. Surprise! Tell us a little bit about you, because we don't know. Nico, tell us all about you.
Well, I am 29 going on 30. I'm a passionate gamer who is still trying to find the balance between working, eating, sleeping, gaming, and my love of traveling. I also write game reviews, particularly for Lethal over here, for NovaStream, and Game On Australia, and I think that's about it.
Okay. And whereabouts in Queensland are you?
I live on the Fraser Coast.
Ooh, okay. Nice and tropically warm there.
Yes, except I'm pale as and I burn easy.
Ooh, sounds like a match made in heaven.
So when people say, you live near the beach, you're so lucky, I'm over here going, I know.
Thank God for air conditioning.
Yes, thank God for air conditioning and all that shade.
Oh, hilarious. So I have just moved to Melbourne recently from the Gold Coast, and gamer at heart, G-A-Y. Big pop culture fan, love movies, love comics, love streaming, love TV, all that shiz. And this has been like a real passion project for me wanting to get this started. Because there's so many, I think, let's get real for a minute. What really broke it down for me was Ubisoft. So thanks, Ubi. You're part of the reason why we're doing this podcast. The whole Assassin's Creed thing that happened where you can be gay in the main game, but the DLC comes out and forces you to be straight and have sex with a woman or man, depending on who you chose, and then forced to breed and have a child. Completely disregarding all of the choices you made to not do that in the main game. Infuriating. And no amount of patch updates will ever fix it. Anyway, so that was kind of like the breaking
Things
point.
Things got really dark there.
It did. It was just like, you know, when you get to that point where one little thing just pushes you over the edge, that was it. I'm like, that is it. It is on. It is full steam ahead. It's no longer planned. It is on.
And then that is kind of when you go back to Mass Effect.
Steam. We'll touch on that in future episodes. Because I feel like that needs a good 3-episode arc to get through that mess. So, let's start off with a little bit of news. So, this week has kind of been a little bit quiet. There was an Inside Xbox event that was hyped up, but the hype wasn't really lived up to, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest things that came out of it was Halo the Master Chief Collection is coming to PC.
Woo! Yes. PC gamers, Woo. They are happy, so very happy, and Halo Reach is coming to the Master Chief Collection.
That is good, and it's going to Xbox Game Pass, so that's kind of a cool little everything together.
Yes.
The other big thing was mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So Project Xbox are working on or have developed software that'll let you access Xbox Live on your iOS or Android device and stream and play games. And apparently they're not mobile versions, they're like the actual game.
Full-blown game.
What did you think of the footage?
Okay, so it looks amazing. Will not lie. I thought, okay, we'll see what they deliver. Then I saw what they delivered and went, ooh, this isn't too bad. But it really all comes down to your internet connection. And because, let's face it, we all know that not everyone in Australia is getting NBN at the same time.
True.
True. Some people in Brisbane have it. Some people in Brisbane... They still have to wait until next year, apparently. So, and we've already covered, well, Sony have already covered the whole remote play with their PS Vita connecting to PlayStation 4, and I've even tried it out on a good connection and a bad connection. And obviously, on the bad connection, it wasn't that great. Good connection, worked completely fine. Now that Xbox are delivering the same thing, but they're taking it to the next level. They're allowing pretty much anyone who owns a smartphone to do the exact same thing. And so the fact that Xbox, they're allowing people, basically anyone who owns a smartphone, to do the exact same thing. And
do you think it's feasible in Australia with our internet infrastructure? Because, you know, how PlayStation in America and Europe have that PlayStation streaming service
where you can stream games. Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking about. Like,
not available here. Hmm.
No, it's not. I was thinking there's got to be some other streaming service that I know of. It's not Game Pass. It's not, like, nothing to do with Xbox. It's something else. Yes, that is exactly it.
Hmm.
And no, not available in Australia. But I think now, I mean, there are a lot more, compared to what, like 3, 4, 5 years ago, there's a lot better internet connections, not everywhere, but they are still there. You're still able to run 2 or 3 things at once. I think now it's actually doable over here in Australia. And I think that it will work over here, not absolutely everywhere, but I still reckon that it's going to take off.
Yeah. Well, time will tell if our infrastructure can handle it, especially everyone trying to do it at the same time. Remember, gamers get blamed for internet being slow in Australia. Remember that. Also this week, Google teased their new console, apparently. Now, they put a little tiny teaser video and then confirmed that the actual reveal will be March 19th, which is next week. It will be playing at 1 p.m. our time. Well, my time. 12 p.m. your time. on the 19th of March. So hopefully we'll get to see what their new console is. Rumors also swirled around that they're teaming up with Sega for the console. I'm like, that could be an interesting disaster. I mean, interesting partnership. So its code name is Project Yeti, which I kind of love, and I hope that they just call the console Yeti, just completely left field.
I just no. Hey, do you want to play
Just for
the
shits and gigs, I'd buy it.
You're one of those people that would have bought that. What was the console that failed miserably? Like it looked like just a little cube thing.
I'm not sure. I don't even know what that is.
It had Steam games on there or something.
I think any
This is going back a
console
few years.
that tries to stream Steam games, wow, that's hard to say, just automatically fails because that's not what it's designed for. Anyway, and lastly, this is probably your favorite, Gearbox. What's happening there? Tell us.
Well, the other morning I awoke to some really exciting news via Twitter that Gearbox were teasing a massive, giant announcement on March 28th, and it's for one of our slash my favorite game series, Borderlands. But they did not say Borderlands. It's just a tease. Nothing said, even though the art style is pretty obvious, and I didn't even notice it until today. They teased the number 3 within the picture.
So, pretty much they confirmed it without confirming it.
Yes, that is right.
Nice. I think that's long overdue, but hopefully they've been taking their time and we'll get it perfect.
They have been saying to all the people lately over the last 6 months or so,
All the
saying,
people,
oh, we
all the people.
want every single person that we want Borderlands 3. When are you announcing it? Give us news now. And they are saying that they will give us any kind of Borderlands news once they finish it. Once it's done, once it's good, once they're ready, they will announce it.
God, I wish Bethesda did that. Anyway,
Let's not get into
and BioWare. So that about wraps it up. If you want to check out that news,
No, that does not wrap it up. I'm sorry. That doesn't wrap it up. You forgot something.
what did I forget? Oh,
The biggest news! Oh my God! Your gay card is revoked!
This is meant to be a gay GAY podcast, and I forgot the gayest thing ever. So,
Gay card revoked. Bye!
CD Projekt Red tweeted out the other day at Lady Gaga. I know, clutch. So basically, the story is I've lost it. The story is Lady Gaga will be inside of Cyberpunk 2077. To some degree, we don't know if it's going to be as herself or as another character,
I don't want it to be
but
herself.
I want it to be, yeah, a character, I think. And if they want to go down like the musical route, she could do like a cool original song that's not, Lady Gaga singing. It's like a character in the game that could be kind of cool. What do you think? What do you hope?
I really hope it's not her singing because that's just way too cliche that it's Lady Gaga in a video game and let's get her singing.
No, but if she's playing another character and that
Oh.
character sings. So let's just
I
say one of
don't.
let's just
I
say
kind
one
of do,
of
but I kind of don't want her just singing. It'd be nice just to. She's already shown her acting pipes in A Star Is Born. She's amazing in that. And obviously, she sings in that too.
and American Horror Story won the Emmy, just saying.
Did she sing in that? I'm sorry, I stopped watching after 2 episodes.
All right.
Okay, we'll swap gay card. I don't know how that works, but there. Let's just keep our gay cards.
All right.
Sorry. No, it'd be nice just to see what she can do without the singing part. Obviously, she won the Oscar. She showed it.
Well, she won the Oscar for a song, not for acting. Just saying.
Okay, that's right.
Just saying. Sorry. Just saying.
Can we add it?
I don't think we can.
No.
No, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, I basically envision that one of the missions is you'll be walking into, like, a sleazy nightclub, and her character will be, you know, dancing and singing either on a stage or probably on a pole, judging from the looks of this game.
Wow. I don't want her to be a main NPC, but just, like...
No.
Oh, she gives you half a dozen or so side quests. I'd be happy with that. As long as it's not just, oh, look, here's this NPC, and oh, look, it's played by Lady Gaga, and you see her for, like, 2 minutes. I don't want it to be a special guest 2 minutes.
Oh, I have a feeling that's what it's probably going to be like.
I know she's a busy lady, but come on.
We'll see.
After I saw her, it's funny, after I saw her 3D animation thing for Enigma, which is in Las Vegas, her residency show, all I could think was, oh my God, I really hope that this becomes one of the DLC characters for Super Smash Brothers. Like, how amazing would it be to have her as a fighter? And she's also a Bayonetta fan. Like this has been a good year for Lady Gaga to be like, I'm like into games and all that. And now we find out that she's possibly in Cyberpunk 2077. Is that the way you say it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just how I say it. So
tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
So,
well, just to keep on Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
She's like a very big ambassador for pop culture as art. So I feel like her expanding into games will kind of... I feel like if anyone's going to make a push for gaming to be looked at, appreciated, and accepted as an art form, I think she can help with that campaign.
Yeah.
Especially with games like Bayonetta 2, specifically, that she's called out, and she's involved with Cyberpunk 2077, which they made The Witcher 3. This game has to be art. And it's also not a... multiplayer online only game, so there's no way they can fuck it up. Just saying. So, yeah, that just a little
sidebar.
We've
said that a lot of games.
Yeah, true. But this is not Bethesda, who rushed it out. No, no, no. This is CD Projekt Red, who've taken their freaking sweet ass time. Anyway, so that is Gaga. Are you excited? Let us know in the comments what you think. What would you like her to be? We would love to hear your thoughts. So, let's talk. I know it's a little outdated, but it's still kind of relevant. Mardi Gras and gaming. So, this year is the first year that I didn't go to Mardi Gras in a very long time. And I was gutted. I was disappointed. I was let down. I was sad. I didn't even watch it because I didn't want to have FOMO. So,
That's a large case of FOMO.
Right. So, I watched a lot of what was happening, obviously, on social media around it. And, incidentally, within a couple of hours of each other, both PlayStation Australia and Xbox Australia changed their social media profile pictures to be rainbow coloured and have a diversity message. And lo and behold, Australian Gamers, GAMERS, kind of showed their true colours as to how we've got a long, long, long way to go for acceptance and inclusivity in gaming as gamers.
That's gay with a Y.
Yeah, G-A-Y. So, did you get involved? Because I stupidly did. Did you get involved?
With the, like, debate on social media, or...
Yes. Did you comment? Did you read the comments? Did you...
I saw some of the reactions. There was... Well, out of a lot of the reactions, it was, what, a quarter of them were the angry face emotion that you can like on Facebook and all that. But there is a long way to go in this country for acceptance, for diversity, for all of that, just within the gaming community, because obviously there's a lot of testosterone filled heterosexual males out there that don't think outside the box, very narrow-minded, very...
Well, yeah, they're literally not thinking outside of the box.
If you know what we're saying. Hey.
I did want to point out, so I've gone through... we'll start off with PlayStation. So there was 103 angry reacts, and a lot of them were also women. So let's not say it's only men. There is quite a few angry reacts from women on here. And there was 15 cry faces and 7 shocked faces.
I would like to say that those shocked faces might be...
Might be...
Oh, wow. My God.
Okay, cool.
Like, PlayStation are doing this. Oh, my God. Yes, work.
So, interestingly, just for my own... From my own point of view, out of those angry reacts, 7 people of those are on my friends list.
You're kidding.
No. Yeah, safe to say they are no longer.
Wow.
I did message him and say, WTF. And got quite a few candid responses and a couple of non-responses. So...
They left you unseen?
Pretty much. Shout out, though, to Alex Masut, M-A-S-U-T, for screenshotting the angry face people and calling them out as angry little babies. Thanks. Thanks, Alex. We love you. That was PlayStation, which I felt was overwhelmingly negative with their react. And then you go over to Xbox, and it's a different kettle of fish. Like, a very different kettle of fish. Because there were only 17 angry reacts and 2 cry faces. And I didn't have any mutual friends on that. So, huzzah. The comments, like, there were 200 comments. But the majority of the Xbox ones were, cool, can you make this controller a reality? Because it's actually really cool. So it was basically just an Xbox One Pro controller with like rainbow colors. And it actually looked really cool. So, I don't know.
Well.
No?
It was cool, but it's just something I probably, nothing against a rainbow flag, but... I'm not going to race out and buy it, by all means.
Oh my God, I totally would. But I am that gay. Yes. So
that's no white controller, though. We'll probably buy.
True. So with this, a lot of people see it as pandering to the pink dollar, as they call it. And do you know what I also found out, sorry, sidebar, from the comments. Do you know what the straighties call us now?
No, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
Oh, well, I want to know, but...
Oh, it's not, like, anything too bad. I think it's funny. So, they call us the Alphabet Soup Gang.
How does that make sense?
LGBTQI...
Oh!
Whatever it is now. Yeah. That's actually pretty... Like, it's clever. So, you get snaps for that. It's also not offensive.
So, no, that's why I'm sitting here going
like, Nice.
Okay.
Nice
That's
try.
the best you can come up
Yeah,
with.
nice try. Nice
I'm
try.
sorry, but a lot of you back in the day got away with the F word.
Yeah.
That was pretty harsh, but now it's like,
Imagine, going, hey, come here, you little F. I don't want to say because I don't want to offend anyone. And then saying, come here, alphabet soup gang. Like,
I would keep walking.
Who are you?
Exactly.
Anyway. So,
keyboard warriors, that's what they are.
True. Did any of this, make you feel negative or positive? Or did you feel like both these or either of these companies were playing into the pink dollar thing? I know, sorry.
I don't want to say no, they totally weren't, Illy. But in a way, I mean, they're like every other corporate business, what have you, getting all happy Mardi Gras, sticking it up all over their socials and all that. I mean, I think it's nice that they are actually doing that, supporting us, what have you. In regards to all these comments, they did surprise me, especially when I've gone into different groups on different games. Like, I've got multiple groups of friends across Xbox and PlayStation. I haven't gone into any of those groups straight off the bat opening up saying, hi, I'm bisexual or anything like that. I just kind of let it flow out eventually.
Yeah.
And when I have eventually said, hey, I'm a bit of a homo, they haven't gone, we don't want you on our group, you little alphabet soup group. Like, what are they called again?
Alphabet soup gang. I'm owning
alphabet soup gang.
I'm actually now naming this episode. Edit. I'm now naming this episode Alphabet Soup Gang. Damn it! That would have been such a good name for the podcast.
Yes.
If only it had.
But we must not let them win. We cannot let them win.
No, we don't, because I think with names and things like that, if you let it be offensive, then you're giving them the power. But if you take the offense and the derogatory out of it, it has no power over you. So I know some people are offended by the F word. The F word doesn't bother me anymore because I took that power away from it. In my own life. Just saying. Nintendo did nothing.
Yes. They did.
And do we think it's maybe because they're more of a family friendly company who don't want to offend or put anything like that out there for, you know, risk of, dear God, won't someone think of the children, inverted commas, alphabet soup game
me,
comments.
Bethesda? Edit. They have Bayonetta.
I know.
Let's just point that out. It's all tits and ass.
But in general, generally.
Have you seen the Switch lineup of games?
I think
they're getting further away from just the family-friendly Wii consoles, which were fun, but we'll try to slightly forget about that for now.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually thinking about the fact that they are looking for a family-friendly image. What, for me, especially, like, as you know, I'm sort of actively part of the whole video game community. PlayStation Australia have a community. Xbox Australia, New Zealand, they've got a community. I've never really noticed a Nintendo community within Australia.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's what it really comes down to. PlayStation Australia are looking out for the community, so as well as Xbox Australia New Zealand, they're looking out for their community. They know that their community is diverse. Whether you're gay, straight, bi, male, female, any race, any gender, they are looking out for their community and showing support in such a, like, for the Sydney Gay Lesbian Mardi Gras. They are doing something that I don't think Nintendo, they just don't have that. They don't have this active social community. And I think that might partly be the reason that Nintendo did nothing about it. They didn't dress Mario up in a fabulous tutu and put some rainbow colors behind him and went, God. Hey!
I would have lived for that moment. Just
why can't we put a tutu on him in Odyssey yet?
I don't. Well, I think probably for that reason. Oh, sweet Jesus. I would love to have seen that, though. That would have been very entertaining for me. So this is going to be a regular spot on the podcast. Now, we are fortnightly, but I just thought we'd quickly talk about what we've been playing over the last fortnight. It seems like gaming's kind of really kicked into gear in the last couple of weeks. I don't know if you're feeling that way, but I'm definitely feeling that way.
I'm feeling that way.
I feel like I'm playing two games at the same time at the moment every week, and I'm getting a little bit like, oh, okay. So you go first. What have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of things over the last 2 weeks. And like you, it's been two things at once, which makes it hard when you've got to write about these things. I've finally started playing the Civilization VI expansion, Gathering Storm. That's been fun. And Final Fantasy XIV Online, which has been fun for the first couple of days. And Dead or Alive 6, which has been all right. And it keeps going. And Devil May Cry 5. Which I'm enjoying so far. And that's it.
Okay. Right. Favorite of the bunch.
Well, I have given Civilization VI expansion quite a bit of a go. At the moment, that's my favorite. But slowly but surely, I'm pretty sure Devil May Cry 5 will take that spot.
And are you playing it on the Switch, Civilization?
No, the expansion is only on PC.
Okay.
But I have it on Switch.
Okay.
I have it everywhere.
Oh, I have it on Switch. So I've been playing Devil May Cry as well, but I've now finished it, but I'm replaying it because I loved it so much that I'm playing it again. I'm also playing Metro Exodus, and I've never played a Metro game before. And the reason why I got it is because my friend did and told me, yes, it's a shooter, but it's a shooter with a story and something to say, and I think you will really like it. And I'm like, fine. And I got it, and
you make it sound like it's such a chore.
Oh, it was. I had to order it online. I had to wait for it to be delivered. I had to put the disc in the... Ugh, what effort.
Why don't you just download it?
Oh, I like to have physical. It's amazing. The graphics are incredible. The story is just like far out. So I actually have... It's actually based on a series of books. So I've purchased the books. And I'm just like fully immersing myself in this Russian world. And I think I'm also liking it because it's not American. So I'm not playing through an American apocalypse wasteland. So
we're going back to Bethesda now.
I think I'm enjoying that. And I'm also playing this cool little indie game that actually came out today. It's called The Red Strings Club from Devolver Digital. I have it on the Switch. And it's like a 16-bit graphic cyberpunk narrative-driven game. And I'm actually really enjoying it. Yeah. So that's pretty much what I've been playing with, and just, of course, Stardew Valley has come out on Android over the last couple of days, and I couldn't help myself. Listeners, I have an addiction. I now own Stardew Valley.
I'm gonna put my headphones
I'm
down for 5 minutes.
going to list where I own it. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch,
I just have it on PC, thank God.
Mac, PC, iOS, and Android. I officially own every version of this game you can possibly get. For me, it's the Skyrim of
And he has time to play every other game.
But I think what I love about this game is I can literally put it down and pick it up where I left off, and it doesn't matter. So, you know, when we have those gaming lulls, or I just want to have a quick, you know, a quick jump in, jump out if I'm commuting, or, you know, if I'm waiting for my partner to get ready to go out and I've got a spare 3 hours, I can just pick up and play and put it down, and it's just one of those games. It's just fun, and I really can't explain what it is. There's just something magical about this game I just love, and I don't care that I'm now like on a Android device, and I'm like, cool, let's start a new farm. And why not, I say, why not?
You're making my list sound so boring now.
Sorry. So yeah, my review for Devil May Cry is on NovaStream and in the NovaStream magazine. My review for Metro Exodus, and also the Red Strings Club will be up on Game On Australia this week. And a little article about Stardew Valley on Android devices, because there are some additional things and differences from every other version, particularly iOS. Nico, where can we read your stuff this week?
Well, I've just realized why I haven't gone into great detail of why I like the games that I've been playing, because I have reviews for all of them except for Final Fantasy XIV. So, you can catch my review for Dead or Alive 6 and the Civilization 6 expansion Gathering Storm over on Game On Australia, and my Devil May Cry 5 review and first play video, which I also have for Dead or Alive 6, will be up on Game On Australia within the next week.
Nice. So that brings us to the end. Well, that is it. Thanks so much for tuning in to our first episode. If you want to, in Game Over AU, that's GAYME over AU, in your social medias, follow us, give us comments, send us questions. We want to hear it all. We also have an email address if you're old school, and that's gameoverau@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining me, Nico. We'll be back next fortnight. For another, I'm sure, fun-filled, heavily edited episode.
Yes, cannot wait.